Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And today we're at NeoCon 2009, and I'm with Mark Falanga, who's in charge of NeoCon for the merchandise. Mark, how
are
you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Kemp?
I'm good, good, good. It's the third day of NeoCon, the last day. This is usually when the students are walking around and some of the people are doing some of their catch-up visits with exhibitors. I wanted to ask you, it's probably too soon to give an official number or anything, but how can you gauge both from an attendance standpoint and from an exhibitor standpoint, you know, how well the show went? I know last year the show had about 50,000, a little over 50,000 attendees and about 12,000 exhibitors.
Well, I think, we measure the success of the show by the number of attendees and the number of exhibitors, as well as the sentiment from the manufacturer. So if you look at the exhibitor side, our permanent showroom space is fully occupied, and our temporary space on the 7th and 8th floor as well is fully occupied. Our temporary exhibitors are really a barometer for the industry year in, year out, because they're making annual decisions. They don't have multiple year contracts like we do with the showrooms as to what value they place on coming to NeoCon. So we're happy to report that there's a full group of manufacturers here, and not only that, but these manufacturers put a great deal of effort into the show this year. You see many new product introductions. You see a lot of companies that have invested in continuing to get involved, engage with their R&D activities to introduce new products at a particularly difficult time in this business when many companies have struggled in the markets in which they're in. The other good news is that, you know, from the recession in 2001 through 2004, many of the manufacturers diversified. So those companies that were just focused on one vertical market, for instance, the office vertical market, started to pay attention and develop products for healthcare and for education and for the government. And those three markets have been very stable and have modulated some of the impact that's been felt in the office marketplace. On the attendee side, I believe we haven't seen any numbers yet, but my belief is that our attendance is down a little bit over last year, but that the expectations were very, very low coming into this market, and that the attendance exceeded most manufacturers' expectations in my conversations with them. And the other way in which I'd like to measure attendance this year, which we've really never done in any formal way, is look at the number of companies, the attendee companies that came last year, for instance, and perhaps a year before, and the number of attendee companies that came this year. My belief is we have representation here this year in 2009 from the same number of companies, same number of design firms and end user firms that were here previously, but probably fewer individuals coming from each of those companies in an effort to save money and recognize the pressure that is really filtering through this entire industry.
You know, we talked last week briefly, and you said that now is not a good time for companies that really want to be top of mind to be cutting back and considering not being very visible. So, I mean, I think you would probably agree that when you come here, you see that many of these companies that are here have as much presence as they've had in previous years.
Yeah, it's. I would say it's a great testament to this industry that we're. I think the industry is a mature industry, mm-hmm. relatively speaking, and there are advantages and disadvantages to that. One of the great advantages is that most of the senior management of all of these companies have been through many recessions before in their business histories, and they, you know, they're, in that regard, they're prepared for it, and they've seen evidence of market share shifting through a recession. And the evidence that they've seen is those companies that are not in front of their customers, that are not investing in new products, that are not marketing and retaining a presence in front of their customers, will lose market share when the economy does snap back. And it will come back, and everyone recognizes that. And most companies, I'm happy to say, are sticking to their knitting. They're not market timers. They're not doing crazy things to catch on a bandwagon of a sinking economy, but they're optimistic. They know that the marketplace will come back, and that as long as companies are not purchasing the kinds of products that they're making, that when things get a little bit better, it will be very important to upgrade those facilities. There'll be pent-up demand. And the environment has become such a critical factor in retaining good staff and good employees and attracting good employees. I'd also say that the floor covering business is really, in that product category, is one been a category that's been critically important to Neocon. It's a product that's specified for every commercial environment. So every design firm is involved in specifying floor covering for every project for which they're involved. And that the floor covering is a great way for a facility to give themselves a new look, to freshen up a space without a tremendous cost of a full-blown renovation, so that we expect that the floor covering business will be a great indicator when the market starts to come back and companies look to prudently spend their resources on environmental upgrades, that floor covering will be one of the first categories they reach to give those tired spaces that have been, where upgrades have been put off for now a year or two, a fresh new look in an effort to attract and retain great employees.
All right, Mark, one thing, just a comment I wanted to make. You know, I've walked around to see if there's been any flooring people that are missing this year, and there's one or two that are smaller players. But I'm also interested to see that, like U.S. Floors is a cork and bamboo manufacturer, and DuPont is here with a brand new carpet fiber. So it's probably a net neutral change as far as the number of flooring exhibitors that we've
had. Yeah, we've had. I don't know the exact count, but I would say we've got somewhere between 60 and 70 floor covering manufacturers here. And the floor covering category has been very interesting for me to watch over the arc of Neocon for as long as I've been here. And there was a time, you know, 15 years ago, 12 years ago, when the floor covering category was seen much more of a commodity, and it was perceived as such by the design community. And this industry has really recreated and reinvented itself in such a great way, and I think Neocon played some role in that, getting these floor covering companies to get in front of the design community and recognizing how important to designers the product design is, and the integrity of the design and the differentiation of the floor covering design. This industry categorically has really become a design leader, a new product leader, and has really set a benchmark for many other categories. And now we see some of the best designs coming out of the floor covering industry. We see some of the best showroom designs, some of the best industry designers focusing their attention to the floor covering category.
Not just in color and texture, but also in sustainability stories.
Exactly. That was my next point. I think not only has the floor covering category taken the design leadership mantle, but they've also led in sustainability. It was really through the efforts of Ray Anderson at Interface that introduced this entire industry to the notion of sustainability. And that concept now has really permeated every aspect of each of these companies here.
Let me ask you real quick, one of your roles, Mark, is obviously around Neocon, you need to make sure the building's all set for a lot of people to come, everything's working, but another one is to make sure that you get the right kind of attendees to come to this show. What type of efforts do you do to make sure every year that you're marketing this show so that you get a nice size audience for your
guests? Well, I would say, walked our talk. Our talk is that this is not a down year to let off your guard, to stop marketing, to stop getting in front of your customers. This year, our efforts have been enhanced. We've spent more money marketing the show this year than ever before, recognizing that it was going to be a challenging year. We have an extensive direct mail campaign that reaches 250,000 architects, designers, facility managers, dealers, and everyone in the distribution chain. We've done a lot of email blasts in an effort to reach newer people, to get new first-time attendees to come to Neocon. And I would say many of our new marketing efforts, both direct mail, email blasts, and through the social media, have really been aimed at getting younger people to come to Neocon. In addition to all of those marketing activities, I would say we've also added substantially to the show. We have more speakers, more keynote sessions, more tours, more networking sessions than we ever have had at Neocon, all in an effort to bring people out at a time when the environment is challenging, recognizing that we have to add more value to get anyone to fork over the money to travel here and to stay here, recognizing it's a, you know, a bigger challenge for everyone to justify the cost of such a trip.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I have walked the show for the last couple of days, and most of the people I'm talking to have said that how could you not come to NeoCon? I mean, you have to be here. If you're in the interior furnishings business for the commercial market, you need to be at NeoCon, and they all recognize
that. Yeah, I think if you're not here as a designer, as an attendee, you're really, you know, this is the show around which new products are introduced. If you're a designer and you're not educated on those new products, you're really at a competitive disadvantage to those who have come here, because you're not doing a client justice if you're not educated on those new products. So it's really a must-attend show. It's, you know, for the manufacturers, I think for many of them, it's really their year revolves around NeoCon. This is NeoCon is really the January 1st of their year,
right?
And new products are really the new product introductions really cycled around the show here.
All right, one last question before we run out of time. When you're sitting here next year, looking back, do you think we will be on the upside of a recovery this time next year?
I'm not a prognosticator, but I would say I would be in good company if I said I hope so.
Yeah, that's right. That's fantastic. All right, so thanks, Mark. We've been talking to Mark Falanga, who is the Senior Vice President at MMPI, which is Merchandise Mart here in Chicago, and he's the guy in charge of NeoCon, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.